Monthly report from Lincoln County School District Number 2, Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio. Superintendent, happy Thanksgiving week. You have, just a little over 24 hours until the break for the holiday.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Duke. It's a great time of year, and yeah, we have so much to be thankful for.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some things happening in the school district. Of course, one of the big topics of conversation from the most recent board meeting was the recommendation from the board to continue with the hybrid calendar.
Correct. So we're glad that we're to this point, and we've got our directive now, and so we're working hard behind the scenes and involving a lot of people as to putting together what we feel would be the most common sense hybrid, with a goal to be about 162 days, and also a goal. I don't know if we'll be able to pull this off every year, but it's looking like at least for the next couple of years that 1 5-day week per month for Star Valley students. So that's our goal.
Now, as you and I have talked about in the past, this directive will go for the next, 4 to 5 years or so. Is that correct?
Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. Next 4 to 5 years. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. So the state school board, who has final adoption of an alternate calendar, will adopt a calendar out 2 years. So we'll get the calendar approved by our local board for the next 2 school years, and then we'll get it to the state board by spring, and then but the direction from this current school board is for the next, you know, 5-ish years that we're going to be on a hybrid, and the way we go. So
all right,
no, that'll be much more efficient on our time. And then also we have a goal to we're going to build framework or skeletal calendars for 3, 4, and 5 years out from now, and to just put them on our website with a big disclaimer that they're not approved, you know, but just so that families can plan.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. And again, this is just for Star Valley. Cokeville remains unchanged, right?
Correct. Cokeville will remain on their on a true 4-day week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super.
One thing that we will, we also have a goal that obviously Cokeville's teachers will kick off the same day that Star Valley's do, its staff, and then end the same.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning from LCSD number 2. Also, I know a lot of families and students and staff in Aetna were excited to see the crosswalk moved. That's been a project a long time coming that's been completed.
You know, Duke, we've been working on that for over a decade, and just had the right ingredients come together this fall, and we very much appreciate YDOT. Shout out to Sheriff Shane Johnson and his staff, and then the local school board got involved and leaned in a little bit on this as well. But we've had multiple meetings, and it's a wonderful thing. We're very pleased and grateful that YDOT accommodated the change. So we'll have a crossing guard in the near future, and it's much safer.
Well, it is, if I'm not mistaken, the only school in the district that's right on 89, right? So it's the busiest.
Correct.
Busiest spot in the district.
Correct. Yeah.
So, Superintendent, what else is happening in LCSD number 2 you'd like to mention?
I would just mention that obviously we're in the recalibration process, and that's something that's done every 5 years on school funding. And it's a 12 members of the legislature that's called a select committee, joint select committee for finances of recalibration. There's been multiple meetings over the last, during the interim. The final meetings are coming up 20-something of January in Cheyenne, but obviously we've been heavily involved. And I just, I don't want to get too political, but this committee, and there's a group of legislators that are completely trying to devalue local control and local school boards. There's a goal amongst them to, and they've been pretty vocal on this, that they're trying to govern the 48 school districts and manage them from Cheyenne. And so the people of Star Valley and Cokeville and the people of Wyoming are way too smart for for the games that are being played. But I just put a plug in out there and make sure that we're not being deceived. So there's the Wyoming way, and then there's certainly the Star Valley and Cokeville way. And we want to maintain local control, especially when it comes to our finances and block grant. And there's a lot of details. I mean, I could spend 3 days discussing this, but just want people to be awake and be paying attention and not be deceived.
All right. So certainly something to watch for, sounds like, maybe in the upcoming legislative session, right?
Oh, it's going to be, yeah. It's going to be hot button, yeah, in the legislative session. But before we get to the legislative session, it's obviously public. If people are interested, they could reach out, and you can go back to the YouTube broadcasts of the last meetings, which took place at the same time our accreditation team was here. But if you look at the second day of those meetings in the last 18 to 20 minutes or so, there were strict marching orders given to the Legislative Service Office, and it was pre-scripted before that meeting even started. And there was a fake attempt, if you will, to take public comment. But like I say, it was all already pre-scripted, and draft legislation was asked to be formed. And it will, if that draft legislation actually comes to fruition, it will fundamentally change the 48 school districts and how they're funded and local control and the block grant.
Okay. So more details to come, I guess, as LSO works on that. We'll see what comes out of it.
Yes.
All right. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning with the Weekday Wake Up. Anything else you'd like to mention today, Superintendent?
Duke, we started off with happy Thanksgiving to each other, and we are so blessed in this valley and in this state and in this school district. And we have wonderful kids and staff and parents and stakeholders and community support. And we were reminded again yesterday is the kickoff of winter sports, you know, basketballs and wrestlings and whatnot, and indoor track will be right after Christmas break. And there's just, we're just so blessed, and I'm appreciative to be a small part of that.
Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning. It is the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.